This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 3rd, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with an announcement that I wrote about the LaSalle Street Trading Tech Awards event that is later this evening. Celebrate a legacy of leadership and support for the scouting movement from the Chicago financial community. On Thursday, December 3rd, 2020 at 5:30 p.m., the LaSalle Street Trading Tech Awards event will be held virtually, hosted by the most interesting event chairman, Pat Kenny of CQG. The event will include a special video message about the financial community's impact on scouting, on the scouting movement, and breakout rooms for us to congregate and socialize. Despite the pandemic, the financial community's legacy of supporting scouting continues. Let us gather virtually as a community and celebrate our legacy of helping develop young people in the scouting movement. Because the event is virtual this year, all are welcome to attend the event. You don't have to be in Chicago to attend. Join your industry colleagues, warm your heart, and have some laughs. December 3rd at 5:30 p.m. You can log in at tinyurl.com/TT2020LaSalle. To read the rest of this invitation, go to johnlothiannews.com. Our second story is from Suzanne Cosgrove. This, again, is about FIA Asia V. Asian commodity futures bloom despite COVID's chaos. While the pandemic was a major economic disruptor in 2020, impacting global demand and the supply chain, the use of futures and options grew in Asia as more investors played them as hedge and arbitrage vehicles, said members of an FIA Asia V panel devoted to change in the world of global commodities. This process was not without its pitfalls, noted several panelists in a discussion moderated by Bill Herder, head of Asia Pacific for the FIA, at the second day of the conference. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story is from Tom Thompson. The title is, "This is a Great Time to Be Alive." Glenn Say actually said that on an FIA Asia V panel titled "The Regulatory Landscape for a New Decade" when he was asked to discuss cross-border issues in light of current geopolitical conditions. Say, SGX head of legal compliance and corporate secretariat, had said that when there is chaos, there are also opportunities for those who can react because of either planning or luck and adapt. Say's remark turned a little less sunny when he noted that there has been some pullback from appreciating the merits of globalization. Fragmenting regulation shows itself when governments withhold equivalence determinations or deny regulatory deference to foreign regulated markets. Say said he is concerned when he sees this happening for political rather than regulatory reasons. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story is from Suzanne Cosgrove again, FIA Asia V. Hong Kong Exchange's Charles Lee bids industry farewell, but not goodbye. In his last address to the FIA as the chief executive of Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, Charles Lee looked back at 2020 and toward a brighter future. Quote, "Now that we are seemingly coming out of the other side of the tunnel with the vaccines coming," unquote. Set to retire from Hong Kong Exchange on December 31st after 11 years, Lee will serve as a senior advisor to the exchange board for another 6 months in 2021. Under Lee's watch, Hong Kong Exchange transitioned from a regional stock exchange into a global-focused marketplace. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Normally at this time, a gala would be occurring for FIA Asia, and as part of that, a silent auction for Futures for Kids. Despite the lack of a gala, the silent auction for Futures for Kids is happening right now. You can see more details at fia.org/events/FFK-holiday-auction. Following on yesterday's news that Lynn Merrick had exited Crane's Chicago business, here is a statement from Lynn Merrick about her exit from Crane's. I'm not in a position to comment on my exit from Crane's, but what I will say is that I've truly enjoyed covering the Chicago trading industry, way more than I expected. It's full of bright minds and salty characters who have been a real pleasure to get to know and follow. Thank you all for keeping it lively. I've been a workaholic for more years than I care to think about, so it's time for a little break, but I'll be back. I'm sad to report that David Fisher has passed away. David was a CBOT member and a former vice chairman of the exchange. He was fighting pancreatic cancer. Thank you to any of you who sent him notes, as was requested in JLN a while back. AFX has announced that ED&F Mann Derivatives Products, Inc. and First Merchants Bank transacted the first Ameribor interest rate swap. Suzanne Cosgrove of JLN yesterday interviewed former CBOE Chairman and CEO Bill Brodsky for our The Path to Electronic Trading series. We had no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Please help our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. This is from Tom Thompson. Yet another rigorous study fails to find effects from the intake of CBD. This time, Dutch and Australian researchers found that ingesting CBD does not affect the ability to drive a car. CBD is the legal, wildly popular, non-psychoactive cannabis derivative that provides miracle-like health benefits, almost none of which has so far been demonstrated in clinical trials. Most research into CBD seeks to confirm its efficacy as a calming or sleep agent unaccompanied by negative side effects. CBD has been approved by the FDA for use in calming seizures in certain kinds of epilepsy with a recommendation daily dosage of 4 to 9 milligrams CBD per pound body weight. The same Australian study did document driver impairment from THC, the psychoactive component of marijuana. Ripple's CEO Brad Garlinghouse walked back his statements about the company's potentially leaving the U.S. over frustrations with regulatory uncertainty while speaking with CNN's Julia Charterly Wednesday. Apparently, the election of Joe Biden was a major factor. During the FIA Asia V seminar, Are Data and Technology the New Drivers for the Business, last night, Catherine Clay, CBOE Senior Vice President, Global Head of Information Solutions, said CBOE was forming a partnership with CoinRoot. We'll pass more information along as we learn them. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Fortune, Business Person of the Year 2020. The strategic pivot Adina Friedman embarked on at NASDAQ a few years ago is now delivering handsome returns. Leaning into fast-growing and highly profitable niches such as market indices as well as data and analytics has helped boost NASDAQ's earnings 73% over the past 12 months. It's also become the go-to stock exchange for companies going public, with NASDAQ winning two-thirds of U.S. IPOs so far in 2020, and 81% if you exclude the trendy but controversial listings on so-called SPACs, or Special Purpose Acquisition Companies. Its latest big score, Airbnb, which chose the tech-heavy exchange over the NYSE for its upcoming debut, following other new NASDAQ additions, including drug price startup Good RX and antivirus software maker McAfee. Investors in NASDAQ's own stock have also reaped benefits, with its shares up 20% over the past year. My comment is Adina Friedman continues to define what leadership is all about. Here's a story from Yahoo News. Trump backers, including Flynn, edge towards a call to suspend Constitution to head off Biden taking office. even as prominent Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, begin to grudgingly acknowledge that Joe Biden will be the next president, a noisy grassroots movement devoted to keeping Donald Trump in office seemed to be edging closer to advocating seizing power in what would amount to a coup d'etat. My comment, there are too many AR-15s out there to be totally dismissive of this risk. Here's a story from New York Magazine. Doug Collins' sacrilegious attack on Raphael Warnock. When I was growing up as a Southern Baptist, there was a joke other Christians would tell about a newly deceased person being given a tour of heaven by St. Peter. The new angel was shown where certain prophets lived and was shown the road to the celestial throne and so on. The pair then happened upon an area surrounded by a high wall. "Who's in there?" the new resident of the hereafter asked. "Oh, that's the Southern Baptists," replied St. Peter. "They want to believe they're the only people here." My comment is, this attack was made during a Senator Kelly Loeffler campaign event at a gun range. This is some very difficult politics that could have larger repercussions. One needs to be careful of being a party to an attempt to excommunication for a large group of Christians in the name of politics. Discrediting people for their faith is not an American value. Tolerance of others' beliefs is. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Drinking at bars might never recover after COVID. At least that's the view of Gavin Hattersley, the CEO of Chicago-based brewing giant Molson Coors. "The pandemic has changed the way the world drinks beer, maybe for good," according to Molson Coors Beverage Company Chief Executive Officer Gavin Hattersley. "There's no doubt in my mind it will take a very long time to recover to 100% of bars and restaurants if we ever get back to that level," Hattersley said Tuesday at an investor conference. "And even when establishments do reopen, they will likely stock fewer brands," he said. "I'm going to disagree. Having lived in Wisconsin for a time, I know how important bars are to local communities. I think they will find a way to recover. Now, taverns, that is a completely different thing." Here are our top three most read stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was a repeat from Tuesday's top three. Yahoo Life's, "It only takes this long to get COVID in a room with someone who has it." Yep, it's not long. Second was Bloomberg's, "The future of finance is in wealth management and retail trading." Third was Salon's new Kelly Loeffler ad claims multimillionaire knows what it feels like waiting on a paycheck. Here are your MarketsWiki stats of the day. The site now has 194,188,798 pages viewed, with 24,646 pages. There have been 227,086 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.